KO4CEF Mobile.
KN4TFW, man, you're getting a late start. You'll have to stay late now on your vacation day.
Nah, I've been on the road. I was listening on Echolink, and I had the APRS droid pulled up, so I guess it wouldn't run in the background. So then I got to look, and I'm like, man, it's 5:38. I'm keying it and called out. So then that's when I'm like, I better check it just to see if it's still running or not. Apparently it was not.
Man, it feels like beach weather out here this morning.
Tell you what, I'm ready for it. I am ready to get on the road. Just sit out in front of the camper. Good Lord, I need it.
Tell Mama to have the truck loaded when you get home.
You'll have pretty much everything packed. I'll have to go through my stuff and make sure. I've already got my radio and antenna and all that put out, so we're good to go there. I got all the important stuff, the clothes, you know. Yeah. Don't need that much of that.
And you can catch fish from the beach.
That's definitely the plan. I'm ready to get down there. I think I might end up buying my oldest son a saltwater fishing rod. I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to see what I can get my hands on for him, if they got any good deals at Bass Pro Shops down there.
I had a couple of surf stands you could have borrowed.
I tell you what I'd like to have is one of those nice little buggies. I mean, we have one that don't really roll in the sand at all, but they make those really nice ones that have they look like aluminum, and so they got the rod holders and everything else on them. Because I have a really nice anodized aluminum, I guess, rod holder, and it's kind of triangular shape, or I guess a V shape, so it digs down into the surf or the sand really good. I mean, that thing holds good, but I wouldn't mind having the actual, little wagon, I guess.
Yeah, my rod holders are like, I don't know, 3 or 4 foot long. And they got like a 1-inch angle iron on them, and you just push them down in the ground, and they got a, you know, a PVC tube at the top.
Yeah, so that's kind of what mine is. If you, you know, instead of just a normal angle iron, it's that anodized aluminum, and then at the top where you're talking about a PVC, mine has a little aluminum tube with a small cutout in it for the handle of the rod to slide down in. But it's same concept. It's better than those little PVC tubes you buy to try to put your rods in.
Right. I mean, I've had my rod bend over double out of one of those stands and never come out.
Definitely like to see my rod bent over one time. So, I mean, I've had some good bites, but I've never had anything that's really just, you know, bent that 10-foot rod over. I would love to see it one time. I want to catch something nice just so I can take a good picture of it, which, you know, I'm happy with everything else I've caught, but I would love to have something really, you know, substantial get on it. Because right now, most everything I catch, you can just about jerk it out of the water with that rod and reel.
Hook.
Say that one more time. Echolink cut it off. All I got was hook.
Wondered if you were using circle hooks.
Yeah, so I've got I made my own little pompano rig, and on the end of each little leg, there's a small, I don't remember what size circle hook it is. They're not huge. So, I mean, you know, if a shark got a hold of it, it'd be real tight to get that out. But so far, it's just been small enough stuff. But I don't know if I'm going to try a different bait this year or what. I've tried squid, which usually works really good, and then those little fresh bites. But I wouldn't mind trying something else. I might buy some fresh cut bait or something from the bait store.
That's net just caught my own right there at the edge of the surf.
Yeah, I hadn't tried that. I've heard it's really good, you know, just throw a net out, catch some fish and use those. I've never done it. I've tried some of the I call sand puppies, but they're little, you know, the little, God, I can't think of them, little crustaceans you get out of the sand. I've tried those, but I, like I said, I've never really caught anything big yet, so.
About sand fleas. I've never tried them. I've never caught them, but I always just throw in a circle, use a one-aught circle hook, and I only rig it with one on it. And I have the hook after the sinker, so it kind of floats back and forth. And I've had the best success like that. That two-hook one before the sinker, that just makes it too easy for me to get it off.
Yeah, mine is similar to what you're talking about. So my sinker's at the very end. And then a couple feet from that is the first hook. And then maybe another foot and a half, 2 foot, is the second hook. Both of them have little floats and beads on them, and of course you got the circle hook on the end of it. So, I mean, it does all right. The rig does good. I just got to find a good bait, and I really think, you know, like you're talking about, actually catching fish, you know, either with a net, a cast net, or something, and using those for cut bait. Would probably be the best way to go, because I mean I don't think the frozen really, you know, you can buy the frozen cut bait. I just don't think it's quite as good because it's not fresh, not bloody at all. I don't think it gives off as much smell and stuff, so it's not quite as good.
You're right about that, and I rigged the hook after the sinker, put the sinker on with and then put a swivel. And then hook your leader on the end. Just only have one hook on the end. Just try it. And then put the fish you catch out of the surf, put it on whole.
So you put it on as live bait, or you just throw it on there and throw it out there?
Put it on as live bait. I don't let him swim around. I mean, he can, you know, my leader is usually like 14, 16 inches, and he can swim around there. And I usually don't cast it out real far. Maybe about 50, 60 foot, because I mean the big fish are looking for the little ones, and that's what I usually do. You should be able to see some mullet, little schools of mullet running up and down the beach. They look like a little shimmer of, you know, on the water, and you can catch them if you throw the net from behind them. You can catch them pretty easy.
I might have to try that this trip because I got a cast net. My son used to take it out just to kind of play with it, but he got to where he don't want to do that anymore, but I might actually try it, and I do think I'd have better success, but man, I'm ready. At the end of the day, it's just, even if I don't catch anything, I still have a good time, but I would love to catch something, you know, a decent size, that way I don't know. There's just something about it. You know, you want to catch a nice-sized fish anyway.
And I've caught from the surf with about a 3-foot shark. And that, but, yeah, usually if you throw that cast net on the end of the mullet, you usually catch about 6 or 8 of about the 3-inch long ones. And they'll be just right to put on live.
Well, I definitely might have to try that this year and just see if I get any better results. Cause I mean, there's definitely fish out there. I've caught plenty, just none of them's ever been a decent size. Now that one time I think I sent you the picture though when I was catching those sharks. Man, you know, with that squid, and I guess I was just throwing it out in the nursery. Man, them sharks would hit it every time I threw it out. Where I just got tired of fishing. And I finally just ended up pulling it out of the water. KO4CEF.
KN4GFW. Yeah, been there and done that, for sure. But, yeah, you know, if you get a bunch of little ones, you can throw it out a little bit deeper. I like to go I think it's like the last week of August, first week of September, maybe second week of September. The mullet are running, and they run... It'll be a continuous 3-foot wide line of them running down the beach for weeks on end. It never stops.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good Good morning, Patrick. KO4C.
Patrick, you up early on your day off?
I gotta go down and fix a tool cart. It's having locking issues, so I'm gonna try to go out of town as soon as I can get that done. Down to Greenville and then go back home so you can go to Gatlinburg? Yes, sir. That's exactly what it's gonna feel like.
What's the big plans going in Gatlinburg? You and the wife going out of town?
Taking a weekend and getting out of town.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You taking any radios with you?
Yeah, I hadn't decided if I was going to yet or not. I'm thinking about taking my 706 and that super antenna.
Let me know and I'll go ahead and try to get on the radio and try to see if I make contact with you.
I'll let you know.
Oh, that'd be kind of interesting. So I'll be at the beach. Ken will be up here. And you'll be in Gatlinburg. We should try that because I'm going to have my Zygo with me. And I've got my super antenna and my NFED halfwave. And that'll be mainly what I use is the NFED halfwave. But I have the super antenna for backup purposes.
I hadn't got my kit finished up yet. That's the reason why I'm not sure if I want to try to take it. I've got most of everything, but the battery situation. I have a battery, but it's not ideal.
I mean, the big thing is, well, I guess depending on the kind of battery, but, you know, you can always turn the wattage down. That way it doesn't burn so much. And that's usually what I would do with my 7100. I would, you know, I'd keep it down around 10 to 20 watts. And that way you're not pulling so many amps off the battery. And it would last a lot longer that way.
Lithium iron phosphate battery is 20 amp hour or 25 amp hour, somewhere like, something like that. So I have a battery that'll work. It's just, it's got two tabs exposed on the top of it and that kind of battery. That's why I say it's not exactly what I'm looking for.
So mine's a 12 amp hour. Both, I have two 12 amp hour. And they just have little posts with screws on them. And what I did is I built two leads coming off of course, the ground and the hot. And then I just put Anderson power poles. Once you start using the Anderson power poles, those make a huge difference because then I can just plug the battery into either the charging block or whatever and then hook that through the solar panel or straight to the radio or whatever. And it works pretty good. So that's the way I did mine. That way I didn't use the kind of alligator clips. So I just had the leads come off to an Anderson power pole. So, well, gentlemen, it is that time. I'm going to walk on in here in the plant. So I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there on the road, and hopefully we'll holler at you over the next couple of days. Hopefully on HF. KO4CEF, and I'll be clearing your final.
7-3 is Andrew, and have a great day. And, yeah, maybe we can hook up on HF this weekend. KO4HF.
You have an awesome day and a safe trip down there to the beach, and we'll definitely try to catch you on HF sometime over the weekend or next week. KN4TFW. You and Patrick.
Yes, sir, I am. I am, I don't know, 4 or 5 miles from the leading edge of the black hole on this side.
We can switch whenever you want to.
Let me just say good morning, N4ZLK.
Shane, I'm not ready to switch yet. You got that coffee in the percolator yet?
Patrick, and no, it's tea, not coffee. And yes, I'm already almost done with my first cup.
Tea drinker, just like I am, since you like it hot.
Do that. I grew up drinking it because my mother is British. We had that all the time. And it's kind of like a comfort thing now for me. I can do coffee every once in a while, but I prefer the tea.
Just out of curiosity, do you put anything in it when it's hot like that?
For who you're talking to, and you broke up. Could you say that again?
I asked if you put anything in the hot tea.
half and half and some honey. I've actually gotten now where I can drink it black. I can take it that way. I don't prefer it that way, but I can do it if I need to, or if I just don't feel like going to the refrigerator for the half and half.
I'm just curious, and yes, I don't know what's going on with the repeater up here. It's real scratchy. I can barely make out what y'all are saying.
Really clear, and you're scratchy, Patrick. But you have a good morning, Patrick. Be safe. Have a great trip. And I guess I won't talk to you until. Well, you leaving Saturday or today?
Today. As quick as I can get this done, we'll get back to the house and get out of here.
Hi, and be safe. And Ken, have a good day. I heard Andrew's going to the beach. I'm going to the beach as well, so I'm not taking a radio, though. Doubt I'll have much time for that. You guys have a good day, a good weekend, if I don't talk to you. And four, is that okay?
Good. Stay with your sister. Enjoy the time with the family. And I guess I'll talk to you in next week sometime or week after. This is KO4H Gigs, and I'll be clear.
Jane, enjoy the beach and be safe, and we'll catch you when you get back. KN4TSW.
Or is that okay?
Or if you want to make the jump, we can. I'm getting to that point. KO4HX, clear.
Over there. KN4TFW, clear.